Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Runner goes. Swing and a miss. Ball game over. Astros win it. 6-5 ended up being a thriller. And they hold on to take this game and take the first two games of the series against the Rangers. They stay a half game behind Seattle in the AL West. And they now move to four games in front of the Rangers in second place. Blummer got scary down the end.
Todd Kallis on the call. Space City Home Network. Todd Kallis and Jeff Blum on the call. Space City Home Network. Why do they make things so hard, the Astros?
Well, because they like to keep things interesting, Sean, is what they do.
Do they not know that I have to get up early? You have to get up early?
I have to get up early. You have to get up early. The Astros have to face the A's coming up soon, by the way.
And
the
next
A's,
week, yeah.
The A's have been the best team in baseball since, the last week or so. But since the All-Star break, they've won more games than the Astros have.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's no messing around. Right before we came out, I don't know if my mic was on yet or not. I said, I think he might have died, and we were talking about somebody else, not a public personality. But it might as well.
Oh, do you think the person I mentioned to you might have died?
Yeah, that person might have died.
They didn't die.
They didn't die. Okay,
no. They called into the post game show.
Good. I'm glad
the other
that
day.
They didn't die. Oh, okay. So good. I just hadn't heard from that person in a while. As far as the Astros dying last night on the mound, look. I can't get mad at De Los Santos.
Not even supposed to be there.
I didn't
know
he existed until not too long ago.
Yeah, you know?
And he's not supposed to be there, and yet he is. He's the guy you got to bring in to finish a team off.
Like half the time I turn the Astros on, De Los Santos is in the game.
And then you have to bring in Brian Abreu to finish things off.
Man, that's a tightrope act.
Yeah. Josh Hader, Josh Hader and Isak Paredes. We'll both be back and in full force. I'm convinced of it. I am sure of it.
Who are you more sure of?
I feel it in my groin. Who are you,
okay, because we should... Okay, first of all, let's start with this. The Astros did win last night, as you heard bumping in here. So that's okay. 6-5. They beat the Rangers. Let's get the sweep. I mean, there's no messing around. Seattle, whatever they were doing a month ago, helping the Astros stay in the race, they are not being nearly as helpful now.
They've woken up. They're jolt
they
cola.
Won like 10 in a row.
Yeah.
They destroy... I forget who they played last night. Whoever it was, they boat raced them. Josh Hader, there was Josh Hader news yesterday, though.
Yeah.
Josh Hader is saying he's going to start throwing again soon, and he might be back, maybe not for the beginning, if the Astros are a wild card team, which or playing in the wild card round, which it's shaping up to...
Second in the wild card
to be
race
that,
right now.
Yeah, to be that way, and a half game back. And even if they catch the Mariners, they're more likely than not to play a wild card round series, even if they win the division, kind of like last year. The Josh Hader, maybe not back for the wild card round, but he said, I think maybe back for the second, third, and fourth round of the playoffs.
I'm being greedy because I would love for him to be back in the wild card round just because there's so much randomness and luck involved in that. I mean, you're pitching.
Two out of three.
Your pitching is so important in a three-game series that I'm not going to be greedy. I'm going to fight it. But Paredes, I know it creates questions and issues about the lineup and what have you, but...
Well, that got simpler with Yordan spraining his ankle the other day.
Well, yeah, I mean, it got simpler, not in the playoffs necessarily. I mean, if it's a high ankle sprain, then he could be back for the playoffs.
Yeah, because he just bounces back from things so quickly.
Yeah, no, I know it's not simple. No, listen, Sean, I'm trying to be optimistic and positive about all this. I assume that, like many... what did Espada call it? A severe ankle sprain?
Let's hear from Espada. How about that? We got Espada right here on Yordan. So the Astros win last night. That's story number one. But 1A is definitely Yordan. So Espada met with the media before the game last night, and he gave us an update on the Yordan Alvarez injury.
He's got a pretty significant ankle sprain. So this is going to keep him out for a while. Let's not get into days... weeks, any of that. We are going to take one day at a time, but this is going to take some time to heal. We don't have that many days left on the regular season. So we are going to, he's in there getting some treatment, getting some work done. So, hopefully he's not out for a long period of time.
Okay. So pretty significant is the adjective he used for the ankle injury.
That doesn't sound as bad as severe.
You're right. No, that isn't pretty significant. It's not. No, on the scale of severity, pretty significant, less than actually saying severe.
So, Yordan, let's see. What are the affected body parts right now? Just the hand and the ankle, right?
Yeah. I mean, it feels like every body part's lurking around the corner with Yordan.
It feels like he's just becoming an old man before his day.
That's how he's been.
I know he's always been, but this was also with his hand this year.
Yeah.
That was as bad as it's ever been.
Yeah, definitely.
Including his performance beforehand.
Definitely.
So, like, brittle, I guess. He's becoming increasingly brittle.
Now, look, the ankle, I mean...
He slipped like an old man.
On home plate.
Yeah, he's becoming a brittle old man.
He is, but that was a bad slip and fall. It was a slip and fall.
I got to get Mokarem on this.
It was a slip and fall. Oh, you should.
I should.
That would be great.
Injured in a slip and fall?
Yes.
By obviously a faulty home plate.
Oh, Harris County, Jim Crane. Oh, they're coming for you.
Yeah.
The attorneys, the suits. Here's what Bob Nightingale said about Yordan Alvarez. Bob Nightingale tends to get inside information. I know we just heard from Joe Espada, but I just don't trust anybody from the Astros talking about injuries. I trust Bob Nightingale of USA Today. Here's what Nightingale tweeted yesterday afternoon. This looked 4:22 yesterday, so probably, I'm guessing, Seth, shortly after Espada met with the media.
Yeah.
The Houston Astros expect slugger Yordan Alvarez to miss the rest of the regular season with his severe left ankle sprain. So Nightingale's calling it severe.
That's where I had seen it, severe.
Yep, but are hopeful that he can return for the postseason. That's where you got your optimism about the postseason probably too. Alvarez is just the latest star on a contender to suffer a key injury this month.
I can tell by the way you reacted to me talking about Paredes and Yordan and Hader coming back that you thought that I was just pulling that out of my butt.
No.
Yeah, you're like, hey, there was news about Hader.
No. Well, the audience didn't know. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes I say things for the audience.
You pointed at me. I was like, yes, Sean, I know.
Sometimes I do that colloquially. I said, how you doing to you?
I asked you how
you were doing last week, and it lasted for two segments.
No, that was a different issue. I already have cleared that up.
Okay.
That was because I was trying to go somewhere.
I'm most optimistic about Paredes just because we've seen him doing baseball things. He's taking batting practice. He's fielding ground balls. And when I say it gets easier with the Paredes, I don't mean it gets easier for the Astros without Yordan, but the puzzle of the lineup gets simpler. Unfortunately, it gets simpler with the fewer capable players that you have. And I said, I think when Paredes comes back, if I had to guess, Altuve is going to be the DH now while Yordan is out.
Mm.
When Paredes comes back, if he comes back, then I'm guessing Altuve slides back into second base, and then Paredes becomes your DH.
Sure.
You got to get that bat in the lineup.
Yeah, yeah. So that makes it simpler without Yordan and all that.
Simpler, but
thank
not
God.
Better.
Thank God we don't have Yordan's bat.
That's not
so
what
now
I'm saying.
I haven't been able to sleep for weeks because I'm like, how are they going to do it? No. How are they going to figure it out?
Yep.
Thank God Yordan slipped on home plate.
Hey, did you hear? No, I'm not saying
that's
that.
That's what Sean said,
that's
basically.
That's not true.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I do think it's stupid that home plate is this slippery piece of plastic.
It's like the roof of our parking lot.
Have you ever?
I've almost died out there about once every 3 months. When it's wet out.
When
there?
It's rain, yeah.
They have this rubbery, shiny surface.
I've fallen before. I've fallen once.
Yeah.
Never again, obviously.
Like, why do they do that?
I don't know.
I don't understand what the deal. Ben, can you get on that? There's somebody, one of our listeners.
That feels like a slip and fall situation right there.
Shh. I don't want him to fix it before I get my big payday.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna buy a neck brace
Christmas
on Amazon.
Christmas is coming, the goose is getting fat.
You know, Paredes, honestly, obviously, everything that he could bring would be awesome. If I had to rank my optimism or pessimism out, okay, can this guy be back in the playoffs and produce? I'm most optimistic about Paredes because if it's just playing DH and just swinging a bat, even if he comes in as a pinch hitter, whatever it might be, you're there, you're at home, you got a one-run deficit, and the Crawford boxes are just sitting there,
waiting. Absolutely.
This big juicy morsel out there.
Absolutely.
So I would put Paredes. Then I would put Yordan.
You would?
Then I would put Hader. Hader, there's just this buildup. You just don't, like, how long is it? Where is he really? And how long does it take for him to build up? And usually, more times than not with Astros pitchers, there's going to be a setback somewhere along the way with the buildup.
I'm optimistic about Paredes. I'm not real optimistic about the other two, but I get what you're saying about Yordan. And Hader, he's not even throwing yet. Like, the shoulder feels good. He hasn't picked up a baseball and started throwing it.
I'd say Yordan, likewise, the same as with Paredes. At the very least, get out, just spat his ankle up and just get him out
there. Get us a Kirk Gibson moment. Remember when Kirk Gibson came in back in 88 and he had a hammy and he was able to hit a bomb off of Dennis Eckersley to win a game?
Plus, listen, you've got these older guys in the clubhouse, in the organization, a couple of Hall of Famers that played back in a day when, you know, you took whatever you had to take to get out there and play.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, whichever painkillers or injections or whatever you might need.
Let's go old school.
Are we convinced that Yordan is doing anything and everything possible to fight through the pain? It's not about toughness sometimes.
No.
Sometimes it's about pharmaceuticals.
It's about the needle.
Yeah.
It's about the needle.
You do what the old school baseball players did, which was befriend somebody at a truck stop and get something right good. Yeah.
Did you hear Espada get snippy with Chandler Rome yesterday?
Yeah.
I've got the audio of that.
So to set the stage, because I feel like, I don't know if Espada was done wrong or not, but Espada at the beginning said, I don't want to get into days or months or like recovery times or what have you.
I will defend Chandler. I thought his question was a fair question, though, which was, and Ben, did you, I don't know
I'm
if you have
setting
to set the
stage.
On. Yeah. Chandler just basically asked him, is he going to go, is Yordan going to go on the injured list?
Joe, are you guys going to put him on the IL?
Did you just hear what I said? That this is going to take some time.
I know, but I'm wondering for your roster. Are you going to play in the short?
Listen, one day at a time, Chandler. Okay. I'm not going to give you days, weeks, what we're going to do next. You're just going to have to sit down and wait, okay?
I'm going to defend Chandler Rome. That's a legitimate question.
Oh, no, it was a fair question.
It's a legitimate question.
Yeah.
Because if the answer is you're just going to roll with Yordan, letting him heal his ankle without putting him on the IL,
right?
Then you're operating in a pennant race or in a divisional race, one man down from what baseball allows. I know you get a couple extra guys now because it's September,
yeah.
But you're operating with one fewer guy than baseball is allowing you to have.
Yeah, but I like that. For me, I kind of if you separate the tone from the message. Doesn't sound like they're putting him on the IL, and at least as of right now. I know. I don't care. Whatever. She's everybody got all sensitive. I don't know. He just said, "Hey, did I not just say?" I like chippiness. I like Chandler's chippiness.
No,
I like that dynamic of a manager and a writer who kind of button heads all the time.
You know what that feels like? That feels like when you're at a dinner party with a couple, and you know it's a couple that doesn't get along very well.
Yeah.
And one of the members of the couple like forgets to put the dishwashing soap away, and it turns into this big screaming match, and you're like, oh. I don't think this is about the dishwashing soap.
Oh, yeah, it's about much more. There's a history between these two.
That's what that feels like to me.
Yeah, right, there's a history with these guys.
I just want to know if he's going on the IL. Listen, Chandler, you bastard.
There's that writer that's always curious about whether guys are alive or not.
You never tell me how I look in this uniform, all right?
It's like... They've gotten to a point where Espada could walk in there with like a broken nose and a black eye, and Chandler would say, "Could you give us an update on what happened to your face?" Like, no, I'm not going to talk about that. Why would you even ask that? Yes. Why would you even ask that?
Oh my God.
It's kind of obvious. I think there's brain matter dripping out of your ear. Shut up.
Yep. You bastard.
Yellow journalist.
Yellow journalist. All right. Off and running on a Wednesday. We've got a lot of Texans to get to. Hey, we expect to hear in about an hour from Michael Chiklis, the actor who's in my Twitter avatar with me. He's got a new movie coming out tomorrow called The Senior. It looks pretty good. It's a sports movie. So we expect to talk to him in about an hour or so. Along the way, we've got plenty of Texans talk, including DeMeco Ryans telling us what the number one biggest issue was for the Texans in their loss to the Buccaneers on Monday. That is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.